Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ready? Yeah, we're ready to record. Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
Kev.
Sassassow.
Sassa. Oh, I like that.
You see, I got caught. I was like, sassa. Wait, I'm Ro.
Yo, I'm about to bite the shit out of that.
Sassassow too. Yeah, no, I like good. That, Ro. Y'all know, we back. Another week, another episode. Grinding it out. Kev.
Yeah.
You good?
I'm good.
You good? You look tired.
Had a long weekend. Slash a sickness.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did the Meadows play any part in that?
It didn't help.
Oh, so you were sick before you went to Meadows?
Yeah, I woke up Friday morning with little sniffles.
Mm.
Yeah, and I didn't get my required rest.
Then
yeah.
All those cans that you were just
cans okay. of beer, okay. Yeah, wine glasses, yeah.
you got the wine glasses
yeah.
too?
Yeah, it's with my lady, man.
Oh, yeah, you got it, yeah, you got it.
With the
Chardonnay.
Pinky up, though? With the pinky
oh, no, still at a festival. Yo,
we ain't that classy, though. Yeah. What was your favorite set, though?
Oh, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z
did an hour and a half. Yeah, so good.
Some
yeah.
throwbacks?
Throwbacks, classics. He did Blueprint cuts, Black Damn. Album cuts, 444. It was so good.
I should have watched it on Tidal.
I was so hyped, yeah.
Damn. Oh, he played on Tidal?
They always like live stream it on Tidal, like Made in America and Meadows, like in the app. Mm. I got the alert, and I was like, I'm a hater. I was like, nah, if I can't. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, nah, if I can't beat it, I ain't watching,
it.
Yeah, it flew by.
But then I got on Twitter and I saw people saying that he had a great set.
I
heard Joey Badass had a decent set.
Yeah, he had a good set too. Made me like want to check out more of his music.
Who else did I?
Future was.
He was lit.
Future, yeah, and then he brought out Yo Gotti, Nicki Minaj, Young Thug.
So Nicki? Rack yeah. it up.
Yeah, break it down. Yeah.
Yo, go ahead, Kev.
Nicki down.
So then he was hyping, of course. He did March Madness, Mask Off.
You know why Nicki was there?
Because Nas.
Of course.
Nas set was good as well. Run the Jewels.
I'm shocked you say that.
Yeah.
I am too. I wasn't expecting
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no, he had some classic songs that I actually really
liked. What time was it set? Like 4?
6 on Sunday.
6?
Yeah.
Oh, on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. People weren't out there too boozed up then.
No.
That nigga would have put you to sleep. If you'd been drinking like Friday and Saturday and then go to a Nas set.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have been vibing out, obviously, because Nas is fire, but. I don't know if I'll be able to handle that.
Nah, yeah. It's a great weekend, though. Money well spent, but
yeah.
Monday was tough.
You had to go to work?
Yeah, I didn't take it off. And that cold.
Yeah.
The hangover. It was rough.
Needless to say, the hangover as well.
Yeah, the combination, yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't sweet.
No. I'm probably, yeah. Just continue my detox for a couple more days.
Did it remind you of was that the summer of 2013?
Oh, no, that was just a pure hangover.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday was just fatigue. Not a headache, just tiredness and a runny nose, and I didn't look good. Mm-mm.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of our good friends, Armand.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Had to give us a lecture because we were looking crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Whew.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that. Yeah. It was one of my worst nights ever. How was your weekend?
Yeah.
Right, it was all right. I just hung out with my mom, so it was cool. Just chill. Caught up with her. I realized, actually, like, I never thought I would say this, but I miss hanging out with my mother. Like, it just real, like, as a friend, like, just talking. Like, I never, like, being young, you always try to combat your mother or you feel like she's an authority. But now it's like being 26, 25, you're building a relationship, like a best friend, like a friendship.
Because you got that wisdom
now, so it's like you can kind of
like,
relate on more levels.
Yeah, like I used to fight with my mom all the time, like every day. And then she went through her menopause and shit. So it was like, I never thought we would be friends like this. Like when I moved into St. John's, we fought that same day.
Damn.
Yeah, like she, I guess because she didn't want me to leave. I'll take that. But like I just, we just hung out. I was like, oh, I'll go over there. We hung out. We went, I had the munchies on Saturday. And I woke up, I took like 5 naps. I woke up, she's like, you trying to go to Pathmark? I was like, say no more. She bought,
say no more.
We bought like donuts, apple pie, like I found a recipe for cinnamon buns. Like we just, she just bought mad snacks and we just watched shows and stuff. So it was fun. It was cool.
See, you spent your weekend nice.
Yeah.
I haven't had a relaxing weekend like that.
That's like literally all I did this past weekend was relax. I mean, I got 2K on Friday. But like, so like my girl went to LA this weekend. And you know, it's funny, like in my mind, like the week, last weekend, I was like, yo, this weekend I just want to be a banger. I'm like, banger. Be out. Nigga got freedom. It's a wrap. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? And then Friday came. And then Saturday came. And I was like, now still on the couch. Like, I was like, yeah, all right, these, I don't really feel like forcing any moves.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ah, it ain't worth it.
That was good too.
And like, even I texted you on Saturday, like, oh, you doing anything? And then like, when you texted me back and was like, nah, I'm gonna go home. Then I actually thought about the move I was gonna make. And I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, nah, that'd have been a mistake. So I was just like, fuck it. Like, mm-mm. But just play 2K. 2K is fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. My man is ass in it, but 2K is fire.
It always is like that in the beginning.
Booty cheeks, like, yo.
Booty cheeks.
2K is like going hard on this VC. Like, it costs too much for you to upgrade even a 3-point shot. Like, it's.
They want you to play more, right?
They make it like, no, Dennis, they make it like you don't even deserve to be in the NBA. Blowing wide open layups. Just trash.
I hate the beginning.
Be getting tight.
You don't even belong.
You know, I was in the house by myself for like a whole weekend. So if a camera was in there, I'd be like, yo, this nigga is real crazy.
Can you imagine?
I'm like, just yo, fuck this game, son. Why you even play this game? Yeah, like, yo, and then answer myself. Nah, you love this game. Keep playing it.
You bought it, right?
Yeah. You play this shit till I get better.
I hate that beginning part. That's why, like, I like how GameStop, if you pre-order it, they give you like mad points to start out with.
Yeah, the VC. Yeah,
but after you use those points, it's like you got to play 1,000 games.
Nah, listen to this. So when you pre-order, you get 5,000 VC. And then I somehow had $10 in my PlayStation wallet balance. I don't know where that came from. But I used that to buy 35,000 VC. And guess what my man's overall is?
60?
71. I just spent 45,000 VC.
Where'd he start at?
Everyone starts at 60. Okay. 71?
I mean, you got 10 points.
I be going to practice every day, going to the weight room, lifting. Doing everything.
You gotta lift now and stuff?
You don't have to, but you can go there if you wanna like get some
stamina
points.
Or whatever.
But it's just like,
it'll happen. Your day will come.
Word. Next summer.
You gotta skip years.
You gotta keep grinding it out.
Nah, 2K definitely brought that back.
Did y'all download iOS 11 today?
I did.
Is it fire?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't downloaded it yet.
Get the fuck out
the
of
here. The Wi-Fi at work is mad sketchy.
No, your mind. It was
mad sketchy. Should be like, it'll start and then it'll be like error. Like, even if I like try to download a podcast, it'll be like, it'll start. And the podcast is like, but yay big. Download error.
Trying to
kill a nigga
to
LTE.
It.
Like,
you got to download it before you get in. Probably.
I'm going to download it right now, matter of fact. My nigga's just sitting here. But nah. It's been a... Kev.
Yeah.
What's good? You feeling good about your first name?
Not really.
It's been a bad week for some
When Kevin, you mentioned it early, I was like, damn, what the rest of this week going to look like?
Which you want to start with? The KD or the Mr. Hart one?
The Mr. Hart.
Okay,
Let's
good.
Start on the Mr. Hart one.
I think he got raped. I just wanted to put that out there. I think he got raped.
You think he got raped? I haven't seen the video, but it sounds like he was a willing participant.
Man. Yeah, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, he does, but when you factor in, one, there's drugs and alcohol there, of course. Like, Kevin is fucked up.
There were
up.
Drugs there?
Yeah, Kevin was fucked up. Let's say, like...
Oh, shit. What kind of drugs?
I mean, they didn't say. They just said it was, like, drugs and alcohol.
Oh, wow.
And okay. Then...
He's in Hollywood, beloved. Like, right. I'm shocked.
You're right.
He, and then the scene with the sex scene, you hear in the background the interview he had with this dude, with Charlamagne. About
that,
him.
That's what's so damning.
And that's why I'm like, yo, like, they said, like, even my mom was telling me, like, she feels like he was like, oh, I gotta go home with my family. Like, yeah, I was just chilling. And there was another dude there. He's famous. They don't say who. And I feel like he was like, yo, I gotta go. Like, I got a wife. And probably they was like, come on, Kev, stay. And he's like, oh my God. Like, the boy. I don't know. That's how I feel about it.
Hold on. Before we get too in depth, we have to, like, tell people what's going on, though. Like, we got to paint the picture. So,
what day was that?
Yesterday.
Is it yesterday he put it out?
No, Sunday. The Instagram, yeah. I got an alert. Day. I was like, what?
Yeah. I thought it was a joke.
Extortion.
I got on Twitter and I saw Andrew Schultz talking about it. Like, he had a video up of, like, why did Kevin Hart admit he cheated? So I was like, what the fuck's he talking about? That was a joke. And then I Googled it and I was like, this nigga actually got, like, a whole IG video applying to his family and friends. But so basically, Kevin Hart, cheated on his wife, whatever. Pregnant fiance. That's his wife now.
Fiance.
They didn't get married yet? I thought they got married.
Is it fiance? No.
Oh, they did?
And I thought so.
Yeah, they got married. They got married.
All the pictures, the way Wade and them at the.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, pregnant wife, you know? And he said he's getting extorted now. Well, he said he wasn't going to pay because someone was trying to extort him for money.
Salute him for that.
I want to salute him for that, but I'm gonna take y'all. I gotta pull the curtain back.
Okay.
From a nigga who done cheated numerous times. Okay. I feel like the only reason why he's not paying, like, the money is because his girl already told him she's gonna stay with him. Like, if she told him she was gonna leave,
he would have paid.
Fuck yeah, he would have paid. Or the first one, no. Or if he didn't, if she no. Let me take a couple steps back. If she didn't already know anything, like, no details about it, like, because it's apparent that she knows a lot, because the reason why this person is extorting him is because she's like, I'm going to release all these, like, details and all these, like, you know, things that, you know, about you. If he wasn't afraid of that, I mean, if he was afraid of that, then he would have paid. But he must already have, like, told his girl, like, yo, this is what I did, like.
I read that the number that the extortionist wanted was $10 million. Is that true?
It was in the...
That's a lot of money to cover up a lot. That's a lot. I know he's doing well. That's why I believed him when he came out, because that's a lot of money.
But he's
money.
Not paying it now, though. The extortion is...
But that's why I believe he came out. Like, if it was a smaller amount...
It was a small amount initially, and then it increased to a larger amount, and then it went back to a smaller amount. Oh. It was 7 figures, then it went up to 8 figures, and then back to 7 now.
Yeah, because she's been trying for a minute.
And he's like, I'm not paying that. You got this information or this dirt on me, whatever. I'm much rather just tell people myself. That's a good man.
Yeah, he went in front of the world. He went front street and said, I'm sorry.
Because back in my days, you could have the person right in front of me and not have told you, I don't know who the fuck.
So you would have paid?
Lie till you die.
That's what's tough, having your life play out.
Like, baby, that's you in the video. Ain't even me.
Prove it.
You know this technology and shit.
Photoshop,
but nah, that's just like, it's crazy. But the part that bothers me so much, like, which I'm sure comes with the territory of him being a celebrity, is like, why does he have to apologize to the public for, like, a family thing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's apologizing. Granted, he's apologizing to his family. But he's apologizing to his family in this open space while also apologizing to his fans for embarrassing his family. Like, why? I don't care about apologizing to you. Like, not you necessarily, but to my fans necessarily. Like, this is my personal life. I didn't do anything to you to hurt your feelings. Like, yeah, I hurt my wife and my kids.
Could be an honesty thing, a marketability thing. Because you market yourself as, you know, fitness comedian,
family man.
You want to be honest with your fans. You show your fans. It can't just all be good. Nobody's perfect. So maybe he wants to.
It was good for a while.
It was.
It was all good for
that.
A while.
That Breakfast Club interview. That's
the one. Cause like, but you know what? Did you really listen to what he said in that interview though?
Yeah, my rib.
No. When Charlamagne, the first time Charlamagne asked him, he said, "Oh, you must be getting a lot of women." His first response, which was classic, nigga. I love him. Like, he didn't say, "Oh, I would never cheat on my wife because it's bad." He said, "I would never cheat because it's so hard. I would get caught." He said,
"Oh, wow."
Women, he said, I don't want to say all women, but like there are certain women who have done things to like put these negative characteristics on or put women in a negative light. So if you were to try to cheat, it would be too much. Basically speaking about this kind of situation where he would get, you know, extortion, those other stuff.
Yeah.
And he was saying like, so that's why I wouldn't cheat. It's just too much. It's not worth the hassle. That was his first response.
And then he said, I have a good woman.
And then after that, he went into the whole, I have a good woman, this and a third.
But that's also true.
Even more true.
No. What you said initially about how hard it is.
Yeah.
Which is being proven right now. Like, you're an A-list celebrity.
I know, but think about this. You think if someone asks you that, your girl would want to hear you say that first rather than you just saying...
Oh, no, not at all. You might have had a talking to when he got... Well, I'd imagine.
You think she caught that?
I don't know. I like to assume everyone's smart until proven different.
I think her sense is why I picked up on that. So
even the dumbest woman catches shit like that. Like anything having to do with like without like with like infidelity, women are like all on that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yo, because like even when I saw that interview months back, I was like, damn, Kev a real one. He just said that, and everyone was like, wow, look at Kev. Kev a good man. And yeah, I was like, yo, if I said some shit like that, like
even in one of his skits, like he was like, they put it up because I guess his ex-wife has something to say about it, and he said. He was like, in one of his skits, he was saying, oh, do I regret cheating? No. If I go back, would I change it? No. Like,
about his ex. That was about his ex, though.
But I'm saying, like, he's very upfront. And he, you know, if you listen to what he says, you hear what he says. You don't have to think, like, oh, he's a...
I'm never going to excuse anyone's behavior. But, like, you have to think about, one, who he is. Two, how they got together. Like... supposedly he claims he wasn't. I don't know, but like on that Breakfast Club interview, he said that he wasn't cheating with Aniko on his ex-wife. She claims he was. I mean, his ex-wife Tori, whatever, she claims he was. If that's the case, like any person who is like, I want to say the rebound, but like is with someone while they're cheating on someone else, like you kind of have to expect that same
result
for yourself. Like that person is showing you who they are.
Yeah.
So like when they get with you, you can't be like, oh, why'd you cheat on me type shit. Mm-hmm. Like it just doesn't make any sense. And I'm not excusing anything he's done. I'm not, you know, he's a man. Like I'm not saying he's a man like that. I'm saying like he's a man. Like we make mistakes. Women make mistakes too. Women cheat as well. Like people in general just make mistakes. So like it's not excusable. He apologized for it. But all this extra shit like needs to be taken into consideration. Like
I don't know.
Yeah, just again, when your life has to be played out. For the public. That's the trade-off.
It is a trade-off because he's made close to 100 million probably off of his life.
The biggest comedian in the world. Exactly, that's
being
what...
personable and showing his family and his kids and, as you said, the fitness and, you know, just constantly being out there. So
his show's going to sell out, though, again.
Of course it is.
That shit might be mad funny.
Yeah, you just got to address it now.
I hope so.
He'd be all right.
Yeah, he'd be fine.
I do feel bad.
I don't know.
Though.
His relationship is going to be rocky for a while.
He's having a
baby. That's going to be a minute, but.
Oh, wow.
He going to have some tours. He going to be planning some tours.
And he's about to have a child. Like, that's what I really feel bad about.
She's pregnant. I just said that.
Six months pregnant.
And that's, but you know what? That's another thing. That's probably why she's staying with him.
I would too. It's cheaper to keep her.
No. For him. Well, I'm saying, like, you for him, but I'm sure she probably like already like had in her mind, like, yo, like we're about to raise a family together, like I'm carrying your child, this and the third. Like, what kind of woman actually wants to, like, I might say what kind of woman, but like I wouldn't think any woman would want to break up with someone while they're pregnant, like, you know?
Yeah.
But who knows, she might have the kid and not feel that way anymore.
Let's see.
Yeah, you never know.
That shit is sad. I wish them the best. It's just been a bad week for some Cavs.
Yeah, man.
I didn't see it coming. I was like, yo, Kev? Kev? I was like, damn. Nigga always showing all 32 teeth. They ain't gonna see him smile no more.
He smiled today.
He did?
Yeah, they pulled pictures up of him doing some, I think it was a video or some event, and he like was saying hi to a lady in the car, and he waved like that, and he's like cheesing.
God, life goes on, yo.
Damn.
And then there's another one with him and his wife, and she's in front, and he's in the back. There's no type, she's just like stale face in the front, and he's just in the back, like.
Damn.
I feel bad for him.
Everybody, that's the A-list privilege.
Everybody go through it, yeah.
If I was in the doghouse and I was posting up any happy pictures,
done.
You happy, my nigga?
You know what you did to me, my nigga?
Anything you did wrong, you dropped a Cheerio.
You're not going to pick it up?
Remember when you cheated on me with that bitch Cheerio? It'd just be a bunch of shit.
She's good at Cheerio.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. But another Kevin out here fucking up.
Oh, that was
on
wild.
Social media. You see, he admitted it today.
Yeah, even that before he did that, and people were like, if it's him or not, I was like, yo, that's definitely him.
First of all,
I was like, come on.
I hate what he said, too. Oh. I went too far. Like, when?
Yo, it was so effortless. He didn't feel this.
My goodness. You know, that's a stream of consciousness. Yo. You ain't even have to think about this. He even switched his account. He was heated.
So for those who don't know what we're talking about, Kevin Durant. Some fan put up a tweet saying how he really loved Kevin Durant. I keep saying Kevin Hart. Kevin Durant, but he needs to know why Kevin Durant left the OKC Thunder. And Kevin Durant replied from his account in the third person, basically saying that he didn't have any good teammates around him. Everyone except for Russ was bad. If you take Russ off that team, look at what he had. Things of that nature. And he made some comments about the coach as well. But he did it from his account in the third person. This was yesterday, right? Last night, Monday?
Yeah.
So everyone immediately started speculating, like, yo, Kevin Durant, I keep saying Kevin Hart, Kevin Durant must have, like, all these, like, fake Twitter accounts so he can reply to all these trolls. And then today he came out and admitted it. But as you were saying yesterday, I was like, yo, it was just too effortless.
Yeah.
Like, he had, like, scripts ready. He didn't feel this way.
He said, couldn't win a championship with them cats. Yeah. Took it back. The lingo. No, yeah, people snooped up and they found what his secret account is. Mm. They did like investigating based on who follows that account among prominent NBA players, and like the account was tagged on his brother's Instagram account one time. People dug deep. This is all yesterday before he even admitted today.
People go in.
How you feel about the comments?
I mean, to each his own. He has the right to feel that way. I just feel like, on a deeper level, like, why do you feel the need to reply to every single
that
person?
That is what, yeah, I want to talk. He cares so much.
I feel like it's only really been this summer. Or at least people are paying attention to it this summer. But, like, he's been replying to every single person. If we tweeted him right now saying some fuck shit, he might reply. Well, not right now after the shit he just went through yesterday.
Yeah.
But he replies to, like, I saw him reply to someone. And early in the summer, the dude had like 100 followers.
Oh no, he's replying.
And I was like, "Yo, how did you even find this person?"
I don't even equate all his responses to him being like mad or that he cares. So it's good. Some interaction is just genuine interaction.
Yeah.
But it's like stuff like yesterday. And did you see his new shoe? Where he has the stat lines for all five games, how he's Finals MVP, champion, and then
red velvet ones. Oh, no,
they're like blue and...
Yeah, the ones where he has like all the words on
them.
Like what bandwagon.
Traitor and...
Really?
Yeah.
He has it on his sneakers. Like all these like characteristics that people have said about him.
It's like when I saw that, it's like I don't feel... I never called him any of the most extreme things. But some of those things still, I don't feel like it's untrue now.
It's not.
You know what I'm saying? I never call him a traitor and stuff, but... Bandwagon might be applicable.
That's definitely.
There's a couple of those that's still applicable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like because we knew you were gonna win. Yeah. I don't get what
I feel like he's trying to own it to make it his, but he's having a hard time because
he's definitely trying to make some money.
It doesn't. The championship doesn't.
But I just don't see who would want to buy those sneakers. with all that shit on it.
I mean,
traitor, bandwagon. Like,
Dan, I don't. Why you care that much?
Yeah.
To clearly, make, to make Nike put these Chinese kids to work.
That's a lot. It's not just the criticisms. Your stat lines for all five games. The accolade. That's a lot.
You have so much to prove. That bad
because I have a pair of J's.
The tens.
The tens were like on the bottom. He has like all his stats.
But that's it's different.
Yeah. So I'm saying like I've seen that before, but.
But all those words, I've never, like, I've seen, like,
the words Kobe's on the side, traitor, bandwagon.
Those are not good things to have on your shoe.
He's just saying that's what people called him, and I guess he's trying to say based on his now stats, that he proved them wrong.
And his final, he has finals MVP and NBA champion, so yeah, he's saying now that he's won. Clearly.
But those words
This is going to live forever.
Yeah, just let it go.
Yeah.
He has to, like, understand it's going to be like so that much. Forever.
That he shit, though. Hmm? That third person shit.
Oh, I would have never thought Kev would talk like that.
But that's another thing, because he's so honest. It's like, humble. He's so, you reply to everybody, just.
He could win with them cats. That is like the most passive aggressive.
So Billy Donovan couldn't coach. I'm so glad he didn't say anything bad about Russ.
I'm excited about it, though.
So that must mean, okay, he had genuine love and respect for Russ.
What was he going to say negative about Russ?
Well, you told me, he thought he was saying from his private account.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yo, thank God he said except for Russ. Word.
That's what I'm saying. In his mind, he was tweeting from his. So that's probably his true thoughts.
Yeah. And there ain't even no telling. But that's now, though. Now a year has passed. Ain't no telling what he probably would have said a year ago, right after he left.
Yeah, true.
Damn. Can't but could be him. Some. But now OKC gonna be gunning for him. They can't
don't
win.
It don't mean nothing.
They can't win, but I mean,
and that goes
those
back
cats
to our,
can't win.
It mean
those
nothing.
Don't try nothing. To play them a little harder on defense. That's about it. But that's the worst thing. When someone talks shit, you can't do nothing about it.
Can't do nothing about it.
You can't do nothing about it.
That's why it's just, you care so much, but you were in the driver's seat. It just doesn't.
And that's why he was like, yo, I apologize. I went too far. Period. Keep moving. Like,
yeah, he called it idiotic and childish. I'm like,
He called it idiotic and childish because he got caught.
Yeah.
Like, if no one says something, these fake accounts would still be in existence.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking.
This got to end soon, though. He gotta let it go.
I hope. You know what I do hope, though? I mean, like, granted, he just won a championship. So, like, this is normally the time where any athlete is outspoken because, like, they feel like they're on top. But, like, the season about to start back pretty soon. Like, you need to get your shit together and start focusing on
the game
rather than all this extra shit, like,
because the West is stacked. Well, they're a little bit better.
They still gonna
be
win.
Fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
You might really don't even have to really focus like that. They that stacked.
They still gonna win. I mean, the West is gonna be more competitive, but
ESPN just had their NBA rank. They have, according to ESPN, Golden State has 3 of the top 10 players in the league, and they starting lineup. And Clay was what top? Bless you.
Bless you.
Top 20? I didn't see where Clay was. So.
Two. Draymond was, no, he was top 10 this year. He was 10.
Yeah, he was 10, yeah.
Yeah, but Steph Clay was top 20, yeah.
And KD. So, they'll be fine. They're going to be all right.
You also got to take that with a grain of salt, though. ESPN was throwing some random shit out there.
Yeah.
Shitted on my boy Melo.
Oh, that was just,
that was messed up. I heard 64. About that.
We had the likes of Taj Gibson. Danilo Gallinari, a couple people that was like, wow,
I just stumbled on the 10.
Questionable.
Because I want to see if they were going to buy into this Durant hype and knock LeBron, but they stayed true. So I
was wondering
that
too. I was like, all right, let me see where this is going to go. But that was obviously done just as a ploy to get people to start talking about it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Because people definitely were talking about it. It was, like, trending.
Yeah, it just, then it just takes the credibility away from the list.
But people still check it every single year. Yeah. Every year they have one thing that, like, that throws everyone off and everyone just keeps talking about it.
True.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Russ.
Kyrie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Why did I skip over that?
Oh, NBA drama.
Yo, this NBA offseason has been insane.
What?
Prepping for the year.
That's the thing, and it's so much moves, so much news, and the only thing that dampens it is that we know who's going to win the championship.
This is like the one time I wish, like...
That's the only thing that dampens it.
Yeah.
Because you know how the story
it's
ends.
Now you know who's going to win. But it's like the one time I wish we were still like in the 90s or like the late 80s NBA, when it was super physical.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people just hated each other.
There's,
like,
so much there's a lot of bad blood.
There's a lot of bad blood. Like, this has been bad blood in a long time in the NBA. And I feel like there's just like so many like... LeBron probably feels backstabbed.
Well, everyone against the Warriors. LeBron, the Warriors. KD, OKC, the Warriors.
Yeah. LeBron, the Celtics. Kyrie.
LeBron, the Celtics.
Minnesota has something to prove. I don't think they hate anyone.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah. Who knows what the Clips feel about Chris Paul
Chris
now.
Paul
say,
oh, Clips, Chris
maybe
Paul.
Maybe a nice little discomfort.
Boogie just hates like, everyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And everybody so, hate him.
Boogie
so,
against
yeah.
the refs.
Boogie against the world.
Yo, that nigga. Be on a thousand.
Oh, man. Yeah, what do you think of that interview? First take appearance.
Very.
Oh.
I thought it was very professional.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just the way he was talking. His
very
energy,
subdued, yeah.
Yeah,
calm.
Just like calm. Mm. He knew what he wanted to say, very articulate. I just didn't like the fact of what he said that, oh, if you're not gonna tell LeBron that you're leaving. Mm-hmm. Just for the simple fact that that's your teammate and possibly your friend.
Yeah.
Like, that's... If I'm leaving the podcast, I would tell y'all. Yeah. I'm not going to just dip.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. There's, like, clear undertones that there is way tension. More to this. There's a... Yeah, some... Not some. A lot of tension between him and LeBron. Yeah.
And I know there is, too, because that's some girl shit. Like, Stephen A. asked him... So, wait, those who don't know what we're talking about, was that Kyrie went on First Take and was, like, talking about him leaving the Celtics, all those things. But, I mean, leaving the Cavs for the Celtics and requesting a trade and how he went about it all summer and things of that nature. But the part that really got me was when Stephen A. asked him if he spoke to LeBron, you know, before he requested a trade or since he requested a trade. His response wasn't like a simple, like, no. He was like, why should I? Yeah, why do you think I have to? Like on some real, like...
yeah, defensive.
Defensive,
like
combative type shit. And I was like, that's how... I don't want to say it like that. That's how women react. Like obviously it's like some kind of undertone or some. There's something going on right now because you're taking this to be a very personal thing, rather than you just answering no, I did not, and him asking why, and then you said you was like, why do you think I should have to?
Yeah, that was in a That's one of the times in the interview where he was out of character.
Yeah.
He wasn't subdued. You could saw like real genuine emotion. Yeah. So that was very interesting.
But that just made me feel like what people were reporting was true about like how he just wanted to get from underneath LeBron. Because that kind of response says something like that. Like, why do you think I have to...
But that feel more personal then. Because I would understand that, yeah. Like, by all indications, people think LeBron's leaving the team next season.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get out in front of that. 2 years left on your contract. Now's a great time for you to get out of Cleveland. That's fine.
That's fine. You want to get out of the chaos. Cleveland is not a good organization by any means. No. They just lucked on LeBron. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But then these answers to actual LeBron makes you think, like, what do you think of him as a person?
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, he doesn't want to be in the spotlight. I mean, in the shadow of LeBron anymore. Because, like, they were talking about it on First Take also, like after the finals, people were asking him, like, oh, how does it feel to play with the greatest player on the planet, this, that, and the third. So, like, his response by saying, why do you think I would have to, it's kind of like being, like, combative to the fact that he thinks in his mind, he's, like, mentally warped to think that everyone's, like, trying to say, like, oh, yeah, you should have to report to LeBron, or, like, mm-hmm. you should do these things for LeBron type thing.
Like, he's, yeah.
But what if... But then it's like he's taking that out personally on LeBron. I don't know what happened between them. What if nothing happened?
Yeah, I'm saying, but so it's quite natural for that to happen, whether it be right or wrong. It's like even when you're kids and like your mom shows one sibling favoritism all the time. Who you take it out on?
Yeah,
that sibling. You don't take it out on your mom. You take it out on that person. Like, yo, why you getting all this love? Like. Dead ass, like it just doesn't work out.
I like it too in the beginning when he's like, oh, good. What he, I don't know if he said good question, but he was like, as you sit here, Stephen A, with whatever her name is, and you guys do your job here, I don't think it's necessary for me to like all of that was just like, you could have just said, no, me and him are cool. Or you could have just kept it cool. You had to like add other things to it to make it,
yeah,
something. Possibly now bigger than yeah. what it actually was.
Oh yeah, that definitely just heightened things.
Yeah, that's like if we were on a network of podcasts, like say we were on Loudspeaker Network, right? And I just went to Chris Morrow, and I didn't tell you guys nothing. And I was like, yeah, I want to go to a different podcast on Loudspeaker. I was like, yeah, I want to go join Brilliant Idiots. But keep it quiet.
Did you tell your pod mate?
I didn't tell y'all. I'm just.
Why like, should what? I?
We get word. Did you tell them?
This is my why life.
Should I? This is my life. No. Why do you think I should have to? That's it. Why do I owe them the courtesy of telling them that I want to leave?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. So there's definitely like some underlying like negative energy or negative force there.
Yeah.
And I hope it comes out.
Oh, well, on the court.
Me too. Isn't this guy too getting slack?
They lose, huh?
Thomas?
They go. Because
he's injured? Or like he's not good enough?
Well, he has a hip injury and they're saying they don't know how long it's going to take for him to recover.
Yeah, I'm reading different things. I read January, then read October. I don't know.
Well, they're saying the reason why it's such a wide range of return, for the timetable for his return, is because he didn't get the surgery. Yeah. So they're saying like.
Which they advise him not to, right?
No, they advised them to get...
Oh. Well,
no, it was 50-50.
Okay.
So, like, if you get the surgery, it like, either can heal 100% completely or, like, be all the way off and have to get another surgery. But if you let it heal itself, you lose, like, his athleticism, his burst, his speed. Like, they don't know how your... Everyone's body reacts differently. So, either way, like, it's just bullshit. I could be a doctor and tell you this. Like,
yeah.
Like, everyone's body reacts differently. So, he opted not to get it. So, it's just more so, like, just give him the time to heal. And hopefully he'll be ready by January.
Jeez.
To get some kind of chemistry with that team before
the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the injury that ended what's his name? Johnny Flynn's career. I was like, damn.
Yeah,
it's really serious.
It didn't.
Niggas gonna be taking hips serious out here, beloved. But
let me pose this question that one of our friends posed in a group chat.
Go ahead.
Who has the best regular season? Better regular season record in the East.
Between who, the Cavs or the Celtics?
Or just in general, if you think it's none of those two.
Cavs. Cavs. The Cavs are stacked.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, they're low-key stacked. I was looking, like, they literally have two, I would say starting lines, but they have two full lineups.
Go, like, legit 10 deep.
Like, they can literally go 10 deep. They have starting lineup, they have let's say when IT gets back, they'll have IT, JR, LeBron, Kevin Love, Tristan.
Mm-hmm.
On the bench, you got Derrick Rose, Shump. They have Jeff Green.
Jay Crowder.
Jay Crowder. I forgot about Jay Crowder.
Iman Shumpert. Oh, you said Shumpert. They got Kyle Korver.
Kyle Korver. That's a lineup right there.
They got that dude from overseas.
And they still got Chandler Fry who can shoot.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
Richard Jefferson who comes in there and plays his defense.
Yo, how many roster spots do they have? Don't they have like a European they got from overseas?
Yeah, but.
You said like 12 people.
Yeah, that's 13. You can have 15 and only suit up 13, I believe.
But damn, yeah, they really. Oh.
And Jeff Green ain't no slouch.
Yeah. And Celtics lost their best defenders.
Exactly.
Bradley's gone. Crowder's gone.
They picked up Marcus Morris, though, and they got Marcus Smart. Marcus Morris was, like, one of the people that, like, low-key went under the radar.
Yeah.
That trade to the Celtics was pretty good.
Yeah.
But Bradley was, like, their big defender. And Kyrie's not a great defender.
No.
But the Cavs
are you going to be motivated? It's going to be good opening night.
The Cavs are deep. And then I was looking at the Warriors roster, though. No. I think I like the Cavs bench more than I like the Warriors bench.
It's never about the bench, beloved.
But it is, though, because think about it, like, when, except for that first game when they got annihilated straight out the gate. But for the most part, it was like when LeBron or, like, Kyrie left the game, the bench would just get demolished because, like,
true. Warriors bench, oh, yeah, they couldn't hold a lead.
Too much chemistry. Like, they'd just be shooting the lights out. But if you think about it now, they have Iggy. They lost Ian. I forgot that guy's name. Ian.
Clark?
Ian Clark. They lost him. So they have Iggy. They have Patrick McCaw. They have Swaggy P.
Oh, yeah. They have Swaggy.
Omri Caspi. And Sean Livingston.
Yeah.
Compared to Derrick Rose, Jeff Green, Jay Crowder. Like these, it just sounds like it's more in the Cavs' favor bench wise, at least sustain the lead.
Yeah, at least yeah.
But that starting five though, you can't top that shit.
No,
for the Warriors, like they don't even.
They
like,
better the cat if Isaiah's like healthy comes back, they're a better team.
On paper, they look better.
On paper, they're a better team. But then,
because that starting lineup though, they're bench.
No. Then they were the Cavs.
Oh, yeah, paper, they got they would better look than better. They were last year.
But then I would have to see. I've seen Kyrie now the last 3 years go toe to toe.
Yeah, and by himself.
Yes, he's been like LeBron's best teammate.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him by himself. Well, like as the main guy on the Celtics.
I'm a snatch of in a fantasy league.
Yo, hands down. You know how many shots he about to be chucking?
Oh, my goodness.
Boy about to be laying up nothing. Like, if I get him first, it's a wrap.
Oh, man,
taking him. He about to average at least 30 next year.
I was legit thinking
at least.
That.
Easy. I was legit.
Yeah. You know, Horford don't want the ball, so.
He don't want it.
He don't want to score.
You take it. Especially in the East where they play, you're going to be playing like all these trash teams, the Hawks.
Yeah, now he has this whole summer of this.
He going to be going off. They're not gonna beat the Cavs, but he gonna go off.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good to see them go against each other. Open.
Yeah, right away too. I love the NBA, man.
I love
right away.
I can't wait. What night is it?
Halloween?
It's October 17th.
Oh, okay.
What day is
that? That's
it?
Like it's a Tuesday. I have to bump this on a Monday, yeah. Wednesday. Yeah. All
right. Yeah.
I think it's like Rockets Warriors after.
I was gonna try to say we could like make it some old school type
just
thing.
Bump.
No. I was talking about like us like going out and going to watch like we used to do, but I can't rock like that on no Tuesday.
All right.
We'll see. Let me see how the vibes is feeling.
Yeah. Word.
Because those used to be amazing.
Word.
Going to like a cheap bar and just watching
the games. Word.
Back in the days.
Put me on the couch.
Word. With the
blanket.
Cork. With the cork. With my onesies on and my socks for the toes cut out.
Snuggy.
Word. Mad comfortable. Yo, this is cool. But, yeah, anything else to say about that? About the Kyrie?
No. Just, we'll see.
We'll see how it pans out.
We do like a full NBA preview when the season comes closer.
I can't wait. Yeah. I got so many thoughts about this upcoming season. Gonna be a lot of surprises.
That was one. There was a topic I saw last week that was basically covered the whole week. So Russ, this white rapper, he went on Everyday Struggle and went instead of Joe Budden's, mm-hmm. and basically was going off about how like rappers these days are industry plants. I never even heard that term before. Like an industry plant. Basically, yeah, somebody who just comes out randomly, who has no prior music, no nothing, no resume, and has a hit like off the gate. And like he was getting at, I forgot the girl's name.
Nadeska, yeah.
He was getting at her too, talking about how like he wanted to come on the show, and she sunned him, basically was like, no, you can't because we don't do guests. And then two episodes later, they had guests. But he had brought a lot of hostility onto the show.
From the gate.
Like, and he's very hostile too, just because he feels like he's been doing this for 10 years, and he engineers and masters and writes his own shit, and finally he got noticed.
Where's he from?
Atlanta. Little white dude.
That's a bad mixture. Cause Atlanta is a grimy city. I love it to death, but it's like some real like grimy plate people out there.
Yeah,
and you know these white boys have all this inner rage that come out of nowhere.
He got that.
I blame the rock music.
Blame the rock music. Keep going. Nah, but basically, what came out of that was a diss track to drug rappers who glorify the drug use, and it was two. The first one who responded was Belly from EXO.
Mm-hmm.
Went off on him talking about I am drugs. Basically
how did he respond? On social media?
Twitter. And he was like, drugs. I don't do this. That's what I hate. He was like, I don't do this Twitter shit. Just hit me up. He said like two other lines right before that. Like, yeah. I am drugs and I do drugs and I don't know what the fuck he was saying. It's still up. Yeah, let me see if I can find it real quick. And then Fredo,
I saw the link. I was like, damn, I don't want them problems on your hands. Santana, yeah.
Oh no,
I was
the
like,
devil of Chirac.
That nigga,
you do not want those problems.
Well, he said,
I would have placed the call.
He was like, I take drugs.
Security.
He basically was like, I take drugs because all my friends passed away, so like I take it to cope with what I'm dealing with.
Oh, okay, that wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad, but all it's right. Like.
It wasn't no thoughts yeah. There.
No, thank God.
Yeah, I thought you.
Fredo getting money now. He's probably more calm now.
He has to be.
Back in 2011?
He's still scary. Well,
yeah, you were.
Belly was like, Steve Jobs was high when he thought up that device you tweeting this bullshit on.
Ooh okay.
Belly. So.
Belly nice.
Belly is.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, he is nice. And that's why like I wanted to talk about it. Because one, they do talk about drugs a lot in rap. But there's some who you could tell they're really about it and some that are not. But
what's your question?
Like this, how do you feel about an EXO versus, well, you guys don't listen to Russ, right?
I only heard the Me You song, so I don't, and I like that song, but I don't know anything else.
Anything else? I mean.
He'd be tight right now. Oh, you see? Y'all motherfuckers ain't listening to my music.
Do you want
to
comment on it?
He's been aggressive. Like he came out with four tracks over the weekend with Scott Storch. Two of them are like, to the drug users. He's not giving names,
four
but
tracks?
He came out with four tracks over
Scott
the
Storch is working again?
Yeah, with Scott Storch. It was crazy. Happy, I'm shocked. I didn't think.
Well, you told me you didn't like one of the beats, though.
No, I never liked Scott Storch beats.
Oh, to begin with.
And then this came out. It sounds totally different. Like, I thought, remember Make It Rain? Fat Joe, Lil Wayne? That's like what I was the. It was cool. Oh. It was cool.
Really?
I like Lil Wayne's part. That was it. I'm sorry.
The beat is fine. Fat Joe ruined that song, though.
Okay, maybe it was Fat Joe. But it just feels weird.
And then
like,
he just keep... Sorry. He didn't give him a verse. Are you just on the hook?
Who?
Make It Rain? Or am I thinking about something else?
Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne's not on that. He got a verse.
Oh, my bad.
I think he got a verse. I make it rain.
Nah, I don't remember a verse on that.
Nah,
no verse. He's getting the hook. That's why you didn't like it. It was all Fat Joe. Yeah.
That was disappointing. I remember back in high school.
That's very hard to listen
to. I'm
not
even going to go back to it.
Sorry. Quick aside. We love you, Fat Joe.
Nah, but it's just like the music now, it does seem like one point Russ made was that these people are glorifying drugs and they're making them, they're dumbing themselves down and they're causing the audience to dumb down too.
How old is he?
Russ? I think he's 24.
Wow, it's like a real old head message, it feels like.
But he's even making shirts like
Joe Budden would love
I saw that.
How many Zans and Mollies are you gonna pop before you realize you're a loser?
I saw that.
Wow.
I can see why rappers would be offended. Mm-hmm. Because you're attacking them. But we should start from the basis that drugs are bad.
Yes.
They're bad for you.
At its logical core, what he's saying is it's factual.
Yes.
And many people feel it. They're just not talking
regardless
about
of how why you're taking them, they are bad for you. Mm-hmm. And eventually, it will end badly for you.
Yeah.
I understand why rappers are going at him, though. Because rap is a competitive sport. And I love it, too. And they feel like they're being attacked.
But I also love it because he's like, he's taking it to another level.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like...
And he's dumbing down. He's doubling up on it.
Yeah, and it's not like... Most time we hear this from, like, older rappers. But we don't have, like, a young rapper who's, like... Who has some kind of shine, some kind of fame actually saying this.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, cool. Now you're getting attention. And then, of course, it helps he's, like, you know, a white rapper. So he already stands out enough as it is. But then you're, like, doubling down now, making shirts and going in. So now, like, people our age who really feel that way... are gonna support him. So it's like, yeah, like, I like it. It's a great, I don't know if he's like really serious about it, but it's like definitely a great marketing ploy.
No, it is. And it's a good message for the kids.
Yeah.
It's a good message in general.
Yeah.
But especially the kids because they're the most impressionable.
Yeah.
It's the, when you include the, you can just say drugs are bad, like, but then when you include the rapper part, that's where it gets.
Yeah.
And the one thing
problematic.
I figure he's talking about not only Belly but all of EXO, where he's like, you're endorsing and you're promoting drugs through your brand. Like, basically your logo is a drug. EXO's logo is basically cocaine basically in the shape of an EXO.
That's a lot of rappers. Coke Boys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I forgot about them. But there's only so much, like, you know, he's not talking about Coke Boys.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, rap and, like, the street drug life.
Does he smoke or drink? What's his?
He smokes.
Well, actually, marijuana.
But he's probably just saying, like, he doesn't make that, like, the main emphasis.
No.
Over-glorifying, he shouldn't even be
included in this combo. We shouldn't be. Does he drink?
I don't know. Probably. I assume
he's talking
so.
About, like, harmful things.
I think he's really only talking about, like, either Coke, Zans, or Molly,
and
Perks.
And Molly's is just,
pills.
Like, glorifying it.
It's lean.
I can see. I see where he's coming from. I mean, obviously, I enjoy the music, and I'm not that impressionable, nor have I really ever been.
Yeah.
But there's definitely young kids who like listen to this music and, like...
Yeah, they're trying to locate the
word.
Get a ball.
Immediately. Is that a new drug? Where we get that at? Let's try that out.
That's true.
That's very true. There's kids like that. It's like the new Jordans, motherfuckers just be, you know, going to get it. They'll find a new drug.
Yeah.
And, like, even you can see people, I seen, remember when motherfuckers first started popping Molly's on World, started to show people, like, in the streets bugging in the streets. And I'm like, motherfuckers still out here ODing on this shit, like, popping 2-3 like it's nothing.
Jesus.
Drinking lean, popping Zans. I'm like, going in.
Listen to this line. This is for Joe, too. He says, this ain't no average Joe shit. This is everyday Russell. Joe got a day job. That's an everyday struggle.
Okay, Russ.
But he says, these for all the slow rappers who subliminally diss. You can add it, you can text it, but you'd rather be bitch.
Oh. Whoa.
That's.
Whoa.
I'm going to look this white boy up.
I sent y'all the song. You guys didn't hear it?
No.
Damn. I'll send it again.
Yeah, please.
But no, it's straight fire, and I like it because it's going to cause some type of tension in rap. It's going to cause something. So the fact that somebody's bringing about a topic that is important and shedding light to it, and then somebody also is coming in and putting their two cents in, is gonna bring, heads are going to turn, music is going to come out.
Yeah, I agree. I see it from both sides, but I see it more so from his. It's a positive message to be.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Like, the rappers rapping about this, they're in, like, their 30s. You have no idea what the long-term effects of what this is doing to your body, your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his message might be even more profound as time goes on.
Nah,
like, 20 years from now, you keep... If they, you know, I don't even want to get, but who knows what could happen? And his message gets even more profound. So,
and one thing too, there was, I don't know who said it. I think Macklemore said it this morning on the Breakfast Club. He was like, "Oh, I don't have a problem with people who rap about drugs and stuff. And if you want to talk about it, it's been in rap forever, so it's not a secret. But I have a problem with the people who don't actually do it as much as you talk about it."
That's a good point, too. You shouldn't talk about it if you don't live it.
Because then you're, like, telling a kid to do it, and you're not even doing it, and he's going to go out and do it. And
fuck up his whole life.
If you do it, then okay. And that's, that was interesting.
Yeah, that's an important distinction, yeah. If you speak in your truth, like Belly, Weekend, Nav, I believe y'all.
I'll take it, too.
I believe y'all. And you making great music and you just talking about your life. Do you? You know, you're grown people. Mm-hmm. You know the risk of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
The outcome, too, what's going to happen.
The outcomes of what could happen. You have all the resources and you choose to do whatever you choose to do.
Exactly.
Not our place to judge.
We just like your music. That's it.
I agree. We were just talking about.
I'm back.
Oh, what Macklemore said?
Oh, Macklemore was like that. He has no problem talking about drugs or people who talk about drugs in the music. Mm-hmm. But what he doesn't like is if you talk about it, but you actually don't do it. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're going to talk about lean, you better do it. If you're not, then you just putting shit out there that's unnecessary.
And you messing up somebody else's life.
That's all rappers, though. Rappers talk about shit they don't do all the time.
I mean, if I hear Travis Scott talking about smoking weed, I'm going to believe he does it.
I'm not talking about just like limited to drugs. I'm talking about just in life. Like, I mean, not in life, in their music in general.
Yeah, but it's one thing saying, I own such and such. Mm-mm. Oh, what do you mean?
Rappers talking about killing people all the time.
Well, that's a good point.
It's a very violent, like,
that too,
genre of music.
But that's a little. If you go out and kill somebody because somebody you heard that in a song,
but it's not.
But that's
not. It's
too.
Not because you're glorifying. It's not. You're going out to kill someone because that person said it. But they're glorifying violence. So that's that. So it makes you like more prone to violence. Oh. So also, but or thinking violence is okay because someone's okay. Glorifying
true.
It.
But that's the point. It's like, all right, if 50 Cent is saying many men, like if he's singing many men, I'ma believe him.
I believe.
But if Nav is saying
they got a dimple because of it.
I believe. Yeah.
If Nav is singing that same song, I'm a little less inclined to believe him. So he probably shouldn't be talking about that because he.
But
probably
we're also
didn't
very logical, you know, people. There are a lot of people who aren't as logical, and they'll be like, wow, everyone's talking about, no, that us.
I gotta give me a good.
Word. Shit down dope.
I think it's getting bullied in school. Shoot up the whole goddamn school.
Damn, chill.
Remember Eminem was getting sued about that, yeah. Like back in the days?
Oh, yeah.
He was getting sued left and right.
By parents talking about his music influenced their kids to do this crazy shit, cutting themselves and crazy shit. I'm like,
gotta chill, bro.
Word, like,
yeah.
White people need to chill. Yeah.
It's his fault.
But that was it. I just thought that was interesting. That was my whole week, like that song, dissecting his lyrics. And because all he really talks about is how he does everything on his own. And he's been in the game for 10 years. This was his first real new song that's different. I'll send it. But that was it for Russ.
Hold on. I want to see him.
You want to see him?
Yeah. I like to put
He look like Joe.
He does.
Oh, he does. He white?
Mm-hmm. We told Joe, too, like, you had a lane. Like, you clearly had a lane, and you just missed the opportunity.
Wow, he does look like Joe.
The one of the songs he has on his album, I think it's the last one, he's rapped, like, he mimics, everyone mimics Drake, but the last song sounds like, it's straight, no hook, it's just straight bars, and he talks about how he's trying to come up and stuff, and how two doors down, Drake's there, but he doesn't want to talk to him, so he's going to wait until he basically gets bigger and talk about this situation that he's basically two doors down from Drake recording in the same studio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, he's talking about how he wants to be the best and stuff, and then at the end, he's like, yeah, Drake's two doors down. I feel like talking to him, but I feel like waiting for a better time to talk about this situation.
That's dope.
Man, I'm not that listening. You're talking about this album where he's, what's it called? They Made Him Into a Wolf?
Yeah. The last song is dope.
Yo,
the
words
song,
are right in front of me.
You said totally different.
I said
words.
They made him into a wolf.
There's a wolf.
And obviously said there's really a wolf. I'm like, yeah, they made him into a wolf. Like,
nah, but it's a dope album. I really like it, and I was really surprised. At first, I didn't like him because I thought he was an industry plant. Like, oh, it's a white dude trying to rap. Like, it sounds so
simple. You thought
simple.
He was an industry plant.
I thought he was just some dude that, like, an Iggy Azalea. Like, you need someone right now in pop to
She was at Meadows, huh?
Iggy?
Mm-mm. No? Damn.
Wait, I don't.
I don't know where that even came from. I tried to put her on a level. She wasn't there anymore. It's funny though, because when, I don't want to go to that, but when they broke up, I was like, damn, Nick Young career over.
Oh, you thought?
I didn't think it was going to be over, but I just thought he's going to fall off. Like, because I knew Lakers didn't want him anymore.
Yeah.
Now he done fell into a way better situation.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, a second class city.
You'll dive into
California,
a ring.
But
yeah.
Because San Fran is definitely not LA.
No, 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 sir.
Not at all. But he's still going to be happy.
Ring is a ring, yeah.
Yeah, he's still going to be happy.
He got his buddy JaVale there. They good.
This is boy. I forgot about that.
Remember mm-hmm. that he did the cinnamon challenge?
Rich, dumb motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
Hey, anything right. else to talk about this week?
God bless everybody.
God bless. We're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I'm sick. I'm sniffling.
Getting better.
I'm struggling. Kev, you on the way out?
Getting on the way better. Out, yeah. I'm on the other side now.
Yeah, I'm just going through it now. Had the aches yesterday. I was like, oh, shit.
That vitamin yeah. C, yo. Word. I take that pill every morning, the vitamin C pill.
What are the pills you taking?
vitamin D, complex B, fish oil. That's the only pills that's entering my system.
Well, why did I start this?
You fucked, huh?
I started the iOS 11 download.
Is it? Oh, it won't. It'll just download. It won't
yeah,
install.
It won't install.
It'll ask you to install before it
does. It says 52 minutes, beloved. I'm going to be on a train. It's going to be stopping. It'll figure itself out. But as always, thank you for the love, the support. That's it, man. Really. It's been a.
Oh, and there's another Grinders Mic event.
Oh,
this Thursday. This Thursday, yeah.
This Thursday, NYC also, Grind.
Yeah.
It's going to be in Brooklyn, I'm assuming.
Yes. Also right, at the Bush Republic.
We'll put it up on the Cooling Out page.
Definitely, yeah.
We'll keep putting out new content. Keep grinding. Make sure you check out the YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got to do a better job of promoting that. Make sure you check out the YouTube page at Cooling Out Pod. We're going to get the website up and running pretty soon. Yeah, just keep grinding with us. It's almost it's gonna be a year
yeah.
soon. Fellas.
Yeah,
October what? October 14th.
It's around first day of the NBA.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
It might be that Sunday before the NBA. Actually,
damn.
Yeah, wow. We have to record on that Sunday to make it easier.
Yeah.
Anyway, we love y'all, but we don't love y'all that much. We got to see Kyrie versus LeBron. But nah, deadass, we appreciate you guys' support, your love.
Thank you.
Just keep pushing us out there. Keep sharing the brand, the podcast, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
As always, it's Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.